I wonder if you're prepared to take a few moments out of your day to practice forgiveness, letting go, and moving into a new lifetime of happiness and freedom. Because in truth, our ego needs the story that we tell ourselves as a victim of abuse or a victim of a bad childhood, a victim of life, of the way other people treat us. And if we live that story, if we hold on to that story, it's our ego. It justifies our existence or our possession, our need to be right. So when we're stuck in the story, it's a sign that we're not learning from our life. And every time we tell that story, even to ourselves, we're being shown what we've forgotten to learn. When we repeat that story, it keeps us in our history, and it stops us from moving forward. Our story keeps us in yesterday. It's like a snapshot of who we were. And let's be realistic about this. If we stayed the way we were, we'd still be crawling around on the floor and, I don't know, wearing diapers maybe. So it really is important to move forward and let go of all that which no longer serves us well. And the truth is that when we get the message behind the events in our life, we gain knowledge and wisdom, and we feel better. We feel ready to experience life with gratitude and love and joy. And when that memory becomes wisdom, we can contribute to the planet and to each other. So it's time to look where you're going rather than where you were. Aren't you tired? Aren't you bored of saying the same story over and over again to yourself and to others? Well, if you're ready to move forward, now is the time. So take a deep breath and allow your eyes to close. And allow your eyes and your body and your mind to go back to a time when this story began. Look at it from a distance, maybe through a screen door, so that you see what happened without the pain. So go back again, go back in time when this story began, and ask to be given the wisdom behind the story, so you can grow beyond repeating the circumstances and get on with your life. Just look at it from a distance. Understand how that younger person felt and how they've managed to survive and be the magnificent person they are today. So it's time to, first of all, forgive yourself for holding on to that story. You didn't know what else to do with it, but I'm suggesting to you now that you can let go of it. And use that creative part of you to come up with three actions that you can do to move forward in your life. Go deep inside and find that creative part of you, the part of you that knows how to live life joyfully and fully and creatively. And think about what the three things are that you might do to move forward in joy and gratitude and love. Because as Maya Angelou said, when we know better, we do better. You now know better. You now know there's absolutely no point in reliving that story over and over again. You're just feeding the ego. And that part of you, that part of your history is toxic. And you truly no longer need it in your life. So now let's focus on the future. With your eyes closed, just imagine the three actions you're going to do to make your life richer and better. You're going to say bye-bye, out of here, to that old story. No longer need it. You're going to gain the wisdom from it, the understanding from it. Because when we're younger, we're powerless. But today, as an adult, you have power. You have the ability to make change. So, use that ability and feed your soul. That's right. Create these three things that move you forward. And harness that creativity and acknowledge it and let yourself know that that is part of you also. And then see yourself and feel yourself in the future, feeling freer, feeling lighter, ready to move forward. And when you're ready, say, Amen, so be it. And allow yourself to come back into this room, into this time and place, feeling refreshed and ready for your life ahead of you.